Welcome to this week's edition of In the Clubhouse with EMD Baseball. I'm Andy Kirikides, joined by my wonderful co-host, Keith Glasser. How are we doing?
Great. How are you?
Good. We're going to take a couple minutes here to talk about some positional versatility. And I think this is specifically relevant to the new roster change that's going on. The reduction from 40 to 34. We've talked about this on the podcast before, but being able to wear a glove and defend at a high level is paramount to playing college. You just can't throw guys out there who can't play defense. And where we're going with this is that with the new roster crunch, guys who have the ability to play multiple spots on the field are going to become more and more important, because you can't have 20 position players anymore. It's just not a responsible way to build out your roster. And guys who can play shortstop, can go play second, can play third in a pinch, or play all three outfield spots, they essentially come game time and practice time for that matter. They extend your roster and they give you flexibility to move things around. And you know as well as I do in college that you make a lot more substitutions. There's a lot more decision-making that goes on. In high school, you run your eight best position guys out there every single day. In college, you're going to mix match on lefties and righties. You're going to have platoon guys. You're going to have guys who are going to move around the field depending on specific situations. You need defensive replacements. You need guys who can run the bases and come in and pinch run. Having the ability to move around the field gives you more opportunities to get on the field, but it lengthens the roster for coaches and gives them more ability to actually manage a game. And it doesn't just become, here's our lineup, let's see if we can be better than the other team for nine innings. I got some more chess pieces that I can deploy. And if you're a player who can play multiple spots, you're not pigeonholed into having to beat one particular guy out. Like, you can be the guy who can start at second on a Friday and go to third base on a Saturday because the other third baseman's a right-handed hitter and you're facing, you know, right-handed pitcher and he struggles against spin. So they get you in the lineup. Like, there's a lot of conversations around how to build your lineup out on a day-to-day basis, not just a season-to-season basis.
Yeah. I think especially with the new roster limits, you're going to have coaches that are going to put a premium on recruiting position players that are going to be athletic enough to be able to handle, you know, multiple spots, whether it's going to be short and second, second and third, third and short, guys who can flip over and play first base too. And I do think that first base is one of those positions too that, you know, a lot of coaches want somebody who's pretty athletic over at first base. Like, you want somebody who can bang it, obviously, but you know, the first baseman, generally speaking, handles the ball the most in the infield. So, like, if you're going to handle the ball the most, you want some guy over there who's fairly athletic to be able to do that for you. You know, and then also in the outfield, being able to play multiple positions in the outfield, not just center, not just left, not just right, for the reasons that you just kind of talked about, like, it gives you so much more option when it comes to writing lineups. When guys get hurt, inevitably, when guys get banged up. And the flip side, we've talked about this a lot too, is, you know, when you're playing in college, about 50% of the games that you're going to play are going to be a one-run game or two-run game. So, like, it gets tight. And, you know, if you have the lead in the back third of that game, you're looking at it and being like, okay, like, seven-hole guy, it's my second baseman, but I got a guy on the bench who's a little bit of a better glove. I'm going to put him at second base so that we can keep this lead and stay pretty strong defensively, because if we keep this lead, he's not coming up again. And I don't necessarily have to worry about that position in the lineup. And if I do, like, the chances of that happening, like, we're either tied and I'm okay with it because he's good, or like, we put up a seven or eight spot and now it's irrelevant. You know, so I think being able to not pigeonhole yourself into just being a third baseman or a shortstop or a second baseman, right? Like, and we've talked about this before, a lot of coaches are going to try to recruit shortstops and kind of move them all over the field. But I think a lot of that has kind of happened at in the high school level too, where like they're kind of taking kids who have played shortstop their whole life and then put them at second and third, or put them in the outfield, you know? So like, yeah, you might not be playing shortstop in your high school team, but it's like, yo, I've played shortstop for a pretty good portion of my life. I play third, I can play second, I've played the outfield. Like that gives you more of a recruiting edge in that, like, hey, I've played, you know, five or six different positions on the baseball field. Like now it's like, all right, like this kid can play in the outfield, he can play in the infield. That opens up a couple more options. I like his bat. Like this is a kid that I might want to, you know, further pursue and see where this kind of shakes out, because this one, like we're going from 40 to 34. And in this one player, I can get a third baseman, a second baseman, a left and right fielder. I have four positions that he can cover all in one. And that's not to say he can't potentially play shorter center, but like, hey, he's played these four. I've seen it. He can do it. All right. That gives me more options. You know, and I think obviously the more options you have when you're writing up lineups, especially right or left-handed, what type of pitcher you're facing, where you're at in the season, things like that, like the more options you can have, the better it is, especially with the roster number going to 34. Like I got a lot more options because this guy can play four different positions and that guy can play three positions. My catcher can catch and play first. So can my other catcher. Like all of a sudden it's like, wow, I got a plethora of options. If, you know, the world ends, I have a bunch of like, we're not hamstrung just in what certain guys play, but also, hey, it gets late in the game and we're subbing guys in and out. Like I'm comfortable with pinch running for my first baseman because maybe he's not that fast, sliding my catcher to first or putting my backup catcher at first and or sliding my backup catcher to catch and sliding him over there. Like it gives you so many more options. And like that's a baseball coach's dream, because when you get into these games, like it is a chess match and like you're trying to be able to move pieces around and get to the right lineup and the right opportunities for guys to be able to get them into games and let them succeed. Like this is what you dream of having. And I think when you have those types of guys, and I think we're going to see it a lot more as we, you know, kind of progress over what this is going to look like, it's, you're going to see a lot more athleticism and a lot more guys playing multiple positions. And it's going to be pretty cool to watch.
Well, I think you even see it at the big league level when you get to the playoffs. I think I've mentioned this before, but college baseball season is basically a 50 game playoff where every game like really matters in the grand scheme of things. And you're really trying to win every game. And like, yeah, you got to punt a few because you're getting your ass kicked and like you got to build up to try to win a series. And like, we've talked about that too, but from a big league perspective, when you look at how they build out playoff rosters, they always add somebody who wasn't on the roster all season long, specifically because he can play all three infield spots, mm-hmm. or he can play all three outfield spots, because you cannot waste a roster spot on a one-dimensional guy. And right. when you get in the playoffs, if you need to pinch hit or you need to pinch run, the guy who comes in the game, he needs to have flexibility in where he goes. And from a college perspective, specifically with the roster reductions, I just think it's going to play a factor. And I mean, it kind of goes back to the fundamentals of this, that athleticism is a huge piece of this. And, you know, most guys who can play all three infield spots are usually really good athletes.
And I think the other thing too, and you and I were talking about this earlier today, like, you know, and I my famous saying was always like, you can't be a one trick pony. And it's going to be even more evident in the very near future. Like you can, and I think you said it today, like you're not really going to be able to play college baseball and just hit. Like, are there going to be maybe one guy on a roster? Sure. Like there might be one dude who can flat out roll the pole that they're going to hit in the three or four holes of DH, who's going to, you know, jump the yard 20, 30 times. And sure. But those guys are few and far between. Like the vast majority of guys that are going to be playing, like 98 to 9% of guys that are playing college baseball, like you're going to have to be able to put a glove on and go play defense. You're not just going to be able to hit. And because like there's just not roster spaces for guys that can do that. Right. And that's, you know, I thought that you, like when you said that today, I was like, you know, damn, that's 100% correct, because there's no real room for it unless you're going to be a dude who's going to hit the middle lineup and, you know, hit 350 with 15 plus bolts.
Yeah, you used to talk about it like you always take a kid in a class who can hit. But now you got to feel like that kid can play defense. And like,
he's got to be serviceable.
Yeah. Like you get a 9-man class instead of the 8-man class. Like maybe you take a chance on a kid like, hey, you know what? If he just DHs, I'm fine with it because he's going to be that good offensively. You'll have some room for that. But there's too many good players out there now. And with the roster crunch, you just don't have as much wiggle room to take a chance on a left fielder. Mm-hmm. Or a first base only guy. Like if you're a first base only guy, it's hard unless you freaking mash.
Yeah.
And like everybody needs a first baseman, but you know, you alluded to it that that guy touches the baseball more than anybody besides the catcher and the pitcher. And college baseball has gone the route of athleticism, and you cannot be just a bat over there. Like you need to be able to play defense, and you can save runs and you can be impactful with your glove over there. And I mean, you look at some of these really good teams, some of these first basemen are high school shortstops.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not by accident. That roster is built that way. And
I think or high school third baseman.
Yep. That are going to go play. Like,
you know, big bodied third baseman who, you know, they're just a little bit more stiff, you know, their feet are a little, maybe a tad bit too slow to be able to play third, but hey man, we can anchor you over there at first base. And, you know, for the most, I don't want to say anchor, like it's not like you're just dropping anchor and standing there, but like, cause you still gotta be athletic, but his hands are really good and they work around the bag. Like that's where you're going to be receiving the majority of the baseballs. Like I'll slide you over there because the bat plays and, you know, just maybe your feet just aren't necessarily as quick as the other guy. And you know, those things happen. You know, I've done it. That's why I'm saying it. Those things happen at the college level.
Yeah. And most high school guys are going to have to make a position change when they get to college anyways. I mean, that's just the truth of it. Like, unless you're a catcher, there's a really good chance you're going to play a position that you didn't play every day when you were in high school. Like every single kid that we played on the infield at William and Mary, they were all high school shortstops. None of them were primary second basemen. Like they were all high school shortstops, and the best defender played shortstop for us. And then the second best defender played either, you know, third or second and vice versa. And everybody who played outfield for us was either a center fielder or they were an infielder.
Yep.
And they weren't quite good enough in the dirt, but they could run. And they had some instincts, so they end up in the outfield. So being able to play multiple positions, it's going to extend – it's going to give you a chance to get on the field more. And opportunity is the thing that you should be driving at. And if you can create some of that by working out at different positions or just be flexible enough to say, hey, I'm cool with playing third base. Like I'm going to play second. Like there's nothing wrong with that. Everybody's got to have one that starts. But that positional versatility with the roster crunch, I think, is just going to become increasingly important. It's going to be something that coaches are going to look for in the recruiting process.
Well, I think, and, you know, I'll wrap this up on my end. Like, we're talking about this right now in this podcast, by and large, at the Division I level. But it holds true at Division II and Division III as well. Like, you know, you're going to play multiple positions. Like, coaches are still looking for athleticism and guys who can play multiple positions. Like, you know, I mean, shoot, my second of 2021, you know, I had a bunch of guys all over the field. But 2022, like, you know, I had my third baseman, who had played third his whole career, slid over to second because the kid that I had playing second wasn't necessarily the most comfortable there. I was way more comfortable playing third. And I shifted some things around, and all of a sudden we were far better defensively. You know, and I had guys who could play multiple positions in the outfield, you know. Guy would play center. Two guys who play center, they would play center and left and alternate back and forth. Like it was a lot easier that way. And like, it's not something that is just going to be, you know, at the Division I level because of the roster limit number. It's like, this is something that holds true throughout the recruiting process, but it's going to show up and show out even more because you'll see that trickle down effect. And it's like, well, I mean, shoot, man, if I can take a shortstop and he can play all three positions, like, why would I not try to take that guy at whatever level? You know, so it's like, yes, the majority of this podcast is us talking about the Division I level, but it's going to hold true at every single college baseball level you're going to be able to find.
You want chess pieces. I got nothing else.
Nope.
We covered. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for listening, everybody. Tune in next week. We will talk to you then. Thank you. Thank you for listening this week. If you're watching on YouTube, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and smash that like button for us. Check us out on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, as well as Spotify. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at EMD Baseball. If you want to find out what me and Keith do to help families and players navigate the recruiting process, go ahead and check us out on emdbaseball.com. Take a few minutes to check out our new online academy. I promise you'll get some good information out of that. Thanks again for listening. Check in with you next week.